It's not the first time Emmanuel Axe has performed in Omaha, but it's been a while. Years ago, Axe made an Omaha Symphony appearance, and he also played several times at Omaha's Tuesday Musical Club, which he has fond memories of.
I have loved being there, especially for the Tuesday Musical Club. There was a family. There was Ms. Barbara Taxman and her husband, who were absolutely wonderful to Yo-Yo and me both, and to me when we came to play.
He was scheduled to perform here in 2020, but his appearance was sidelined by COVID. Now he's back to open this symphony season, playing Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 25.
You know, it's perfect music. It's incredibly inventive and at the same time perfectly balanced. And he was a perfect composer. There's nothing lacking. There's not a single note that needs to be added or taken away. If you've ever seen Amadeus, have you ever seen that movie?
I have, yes.
Well, if you look at that movie and F. Murray Abraham as Salieri talks about that, he says, if you take away one note, everything falls. If you add one note, you mar the surface. Mozart was perfect.
Despite being an international classical music star, Axe has struggled with stage fright his entire career. However, he says preparing to play and interpret Mozart's music is especially enjoyable, and that the old adage of practice makes perfect triumphs over feelings.
I love working on the music. I love practicing it, you know, and that, of course, is great. If the music is dramatic, you try to bring out that aspect. If it's lyrical, you try to bring out that aspect. One of the great things about Mozart is that he seems to do everything all at once. He's lyrical, dramatic, hopeful, pessimistic, all at the same time.
When I interviewed Manny Axe, I found him to be genuine and self-effacing. I asked him if he felt he had any particular strengths as a pianist. His answer?
No, I think I'm generally lousy. I don't know how to answer that. I try my best, and I think we all feel that we're all lacking, ultimately, in being as good as we can be. So in that sense, I guess I'm still struggling.
Emmanuel Axe opens with Mozart, then plays Chopin's breathtakingly beautiful, brilliant Andante Spianato and Grand Polonaise. The concert ends with Brahms' beloved Symphony No. 2, conducted by Maestro Ankush Kumar Behel. And Friday night, concertgoers get a special post-concert treat, a chance to stay around for a free, intimate, after-hours mini-concert with Emmanuel Axe in the East Lobby on the orchestra level. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Colleen Cook.